Om Shanti. We are all here because of love, right? There is any difference between unlimited love or limitless love? I saw the topic when I saw it first time, so I churned it. What is the difference between unlimited love, ocean of love, or limitless love? You ever churn? No. Okay. So I'm sure that in each and every one has experience of miracle of love from Baba. So in our lives, even when we have love for animals or birds, how much patiently we be with them as they want, not as I want first. So I need to create a bond with each other. Then as I want, I can train them. So I was thinking, Baba's love made a miracle in all our lives. Is there is anything which my love made a miracle for Baba or made a bond with Baba or any authority on him? Like he loves us, it's fine. But in the same way, how much I love him? So there is one story. Who are all remembering God? They have the list. So in that, first name was Narad. So God remembering whom in that list? Who is first? Hanuman is first. So where is my name in his list? You ever think that? There is no question he loves us, whatever I do. But after engagement or marriage, the love is same, the intoxication of love is same or not? Changes. So any of you got love letter from him? Very good. I was expecting this. With little bit louder. It's okay, fine. So, okay. We got everyday love letter from him. So how much I value it while listening? How much I got intoxication from that? How much I get power from that? Can we check? There is any instrument that I can check how much lovefully he is writing a letter, that much lovefully I am listening to it, or it is going inside, or bringing intoxication from inside, at least happiness from inside. Now? Yes? No? Depends. Thank you. So, on the behalf of my stage, I am listening to it. If anything happens, we go to doctor. If on behalf of on his stage, if he treat us, what will happen? Right? He make worse. Right? Whatever his problems, he need to leave it. Whatever his pressures, his family problems, anything, he need to keep it aside. Then only he can treat us. In the same way, the Murli is most important thing for us. For only Murli Baba says, even you are on deathbed, still you need to listen Murli. Never miss it. Right? So I always check myself while listening to Murli, where my intellect wanders, or I am giving full focus on it, or I am feeling his love, at least leave my focus, fine. But I myself try to merge myself in his love at the moment by listening it. So we take granted our advantage. So it's very slippery mind. It's okay, we are seeing others, or I am engaged with mobile. Then I stopped bringing mobile to Murli class. Even sometimes when the program happens or anybody is going to call at that time, so I bring very rarely to Murli class. When I bring, I look at it for 4-5 times. So where is my love? God is sitting in front of me and he is teaching, and I am looking here and there. Even in schools, colleges, if anyone looking here and there, the chakpis will come to that student, right? You have any experience? Nowadays there is no chakpis and nothing, no one sees it. So where is my love gone? In mobile, or in who is sitting next to me, or I am listening to Baba. So how much I give importance to that Murli, it also gives importance, or it impacts, comes on me. Otherwise I don't. So this is the parameter when I can check. And then, how much I prepare myself before Murli in meditation. So what we all do before Murli meditation, while sitting there, what we all do? Sitting Baba's remembrance, yes, of course. So couple of days Murli Baba said, when you are sitting meditation in before Murli class, you need to invoke him as a supreme teacher. You can visualize him, how he is preparing himself to come down to meet me. And making my intellect to receive that. Maybe in subtle region he also sometimes enthusiastic, maybe always enthusiastic. He says, without you I can't stay. Right? He can stay without me? Yes? So like that, my love make him some more interesting, let's go to meet him, let's go to meet him, meet my children. So like any good children, good behavior children, in home also, when the father comes, he always thinks about, okay, my son will be there. I can take something, what he loves, what he want, what he need. Everything, right? Mother and father thinks. So like that, Baba also think that, okay, he will be here. I can see him. I can tell him. So anytime you felt that Baba is looking at you, oh, okay, my child, you are in my lap. Don't worry. So I always remind people, when we sit in Murli, listen and bring that form in my mind as he seeing me. Like yesterday, Murli also, Baba said, you are all in my arms. Just feel it, I am sitting in his arms. Not listening. So bring that form or bring that experience in physically. Like he is hugging me or he is seeing me as like a king. Or he is seeing my forehead like shining stars or shining lines, my fortune lines he is saying. Whatever he says, bring that. So then I am communicating with him, like listening like that. So that stays more in my experience. After finishing Murli, what we do? What we do after finishing Murli? At the next moment we become normal. The next moment, what will be in breakfast? Are you going to breakfast? You know what is there. Okay, I need to go to art department. Oh, I need to meet him. So Murli is gone, wiped out. Even simply when we eat good, tasty things, after that we don't eat anything. Right? Yes? No? Why? We want to keep the taste of fragrance continually or sometime. For simple physical thing, a taste we like to keep it. But after listening to God's versions, so that way Dadis always used to say, while going to break, up to finishing breakfast, think what Baba said. Churn it. Don't come down from that experience. Then whole day you will get that. You never forget Murli. Even after Murli, when we came out of hall, we forget everything. Check if you want tomorrow after Murli, you can ask what Baba said. We start to think, what Baba said today's Murli? Oh, he said something. Oh, Baba said, soul consciousness. This is patent, our patent. And one more thing, what we make in our intellects, we always think, okay, one question. You always feel anything newness in Murli? Yes? So when we think Baba always, every day he says soul conscious, so become detached from body, experience a detached observer, remove attachment. When I think like this, Baba always says this, then I am closing my door to new depth of meaning or new words or new techniques. Because in my mind, okay, Baba is saying this. But each and every Murli has different words, like problems, cues, hurdles, obstacles. These are all same, but each word has its own meaning, its own value. So what Baba is saying? So from the Murli, at least 4-5 points for practice, for intoxication, for being happy, for experimenting in job or wherever you work, and for evening meditation as well. What Baba's today's Murli says. So like that, when we take it, when we practice it, I am returning love for his love. Or I am paying attention or keeping value for his love. So then I get power. Otherwise you feel happy or peace, but you won't get power. So you all seen Dadi Janaki? Anybody here who didn't see Dadi Janaki? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay. Dadi Prakashmani? Not physically. Okay. So when Dadi used to read Murli, a couple of times Baba said, any point comes in Murli about Baba, so she always says, okay, Baba is sitting, okay. Baba, okay, Baba. Then anything Baba asks children in Murli, that time, Baba, they are right, they are okay. She used to communicate like that, Dadi Prakashmani. So when we speak to each other or anyway or anything, when we talk anyone, we talk loudly, with enthusiastically, happily, we talk jokes, we comment, we make jokes, everything. What about Baba giving yaad pyar to me and how I am saying to him? When you listen Murli like Dadi Janaki, how she reads it, you can see on you in YouTube how she gives reply to Baba's yaad pyar. When we read Murli, anyone Murli readers here, class teachers, okay. When the yaad pyar comes, what our feeling? Happy? Okay, Murli finished, right? When the yaad pyar comes, when you listen to Dadi Janaki, you never feel it, Murli is not end. It starts. Her way of reading, her way of enthusiastic to read that yaad pyar. Maybe you see her, her face, her eyes. So these things define how much love I have to him, I have for him. That way Baba in Murli always says, the Sikh community speak Supreme Soul's praise very loudly. Ek Omkar, Karta Purush, like so 6-7 praise it comes, they say loudly. I'm not saying say it loudly, at least express your love to him. then see how my words comes out. Then I can see where is my love, how much I have. Then that love make magic in. Of course, the first sight, love at first sight, they say, right, in world. So we are all having that love at first sight, maybe by seeing Baba, seeing Dadi, Baba's picture, or red light, by seeing Toli, by eating Brahma Bhojan, Bhog. Even we are all came to center by for only eating Bhog or Toli, I can say. So that is the love at first sight for me. And try to recall those memories. First time you came to Madhavan. Always. So, the feelings keeps that intoxication. I always say people who come for Madhavan for 10 days or a week, at least live with Baba. Take the advantage of this atmosphere or this place, if you want to take benefit of, full benefit of this atmosphere and place, live with Baba. Practice as much as silence. Be with him. Because here you don't have any responsibilities or cooking. Even I say when couples comes for seva in spa department, I will say, live like a bachelors, Kumari and Kumar. Don't, oh, you had a tablet, you want hot water. Don't take care. Just let him live with Baba. Baba will take care. Anyhow, we are in one campus, right? So, at least these days when you are in Madhavan, you practice that. That practice comes, helps in your place also. Being incognito or being solitude. Dadi Janaki always says that, don't think, oh, I want, today I am in silence. I am in silence. No. Think that I am in silence today. I can be with myself. Usually when Dadi Gulzar was there, Baba used to come that time, one day before, they all keep silence. They prepare themselves to meet Baba in Diamond Hall or in Om Shanti Bhavan. Yes? Some people, 2-3 days, they keep silence. But now, those days we are meeting him physically in Dadi Gulzar's chariot. But now, I need to make myself, or I need to take my intellect to subtle region to experience it. Right? So, what preparation I am doing? When my lover comes to my place, what I prepare, and when I go to his place, what he prepares. And how much intoxicationly I go to his place. Baba always give open invitation for? Yes? So how much we used it? If you get any voucher, we quickly use, right? Free vouchers, shopping vouchers. As soon as possible we use it. Even the same day or same time, if the in cash counter he gives some vouchers, okay, let's go and take something else. So how much we are using his invitation? Still I have the invitation, or I forgot, I kept it safely? So for Baba's meet, at least prepare yourself. You have time here in Madhuban. Don't become ordinary. At least here. Then you get benefit. So as today's Murli also, Maya is not less. It always try to deceive you, distract you, trap you. By whom? Through whom? Through whom he traps or deceive or cheat or distract you? Okay, mind. Through who lives here, right? If I am living here, if I am doing any ordinary thing, you will distracted by Maya. See, he is Madhuban Nivasi. What he doing? And this morning he given a class, and now he is shouting there. These are all distractions, traps. If you are in Madhuban, like when you enter in the games, so they distract you, right? The games should be like that, the distraction will be have. You are slippery, or you can't hold it, like that. So here also, same thing. So if I want to see spiritual things, it is in my vision what I want to see, what I want to experience, either Baba's love or sightseeing. So when I see sightseeing, then it takes me there on his or its history. So that way I always say, when the lovers meet together, where they meet? Yes, in the park, beach, hotel, in theater, right? They are surrounded by so many. Still when they meet, for the two, only the world. Right? Even their mother, father or friends going next to them, they don't see it. Or simple example, when we see mobile, what we see? Only mobile. If you are texting, you forget the world. Right? I check myself, how? Even I am walking and checking, I don't see the way. My focus is fully in that 4 by 7 inches. What makes me, I am fully, like I see Baba's picture, I can see all of you, all, everything. If I see mobile, you don't see anyone. Right? So what happens to me? What is in that gadget? So, how much I have love for him, that much I forget world. I see him wherever I am. I don't feel any disturbance, nothing. So the love becomes a fort, a soundproof room. So when we are deep in love, Baba used to say in Murli, some sounds disturbs us. Which sound? Even Baba also said his experience in Murli. Sorry? Yes. When we deep in meditation or in love, we listen all the small sounds. Baba always says in Murli, when in deep meditation, this clack sound also, I think, remove the battery and keep it. So any time we felt it, good. You are, because you are not getting sleep. Not yoga, right? So, in scientific way, when we do meditation, first, when we go, if we are going into deep meditation, the clack sound will comes. If you go beyond that, you can feel your own heartbeats. If you go beyond that, you can feel your own breathing, very short. If you go beyond that, you forget everything. So, for meditation, there is some principles. To express my love in meditation or experience, nowadays we don't do. In 95-96, when we used to do bhaktis, that time there is no chairs. Only one line. In Rajarushi Hall we used to do Murli class, meditation, everything. So one row this side and one row this side. If daddy comes, sit, you young boys, sit on the floor, everyone, come down. So everyone sits down. Class plugs. So this posture creates some stability in body. So at least try to sit like that. In those days we used to have sandali. Everyone knows it? No. It's like, not like sofa, just like a table, just little bit backrest and one pillow. There is no armrest, no, like full back, nothing. So middle sandali, they have a little bit backrest, the side ones, they don't, just like table. Maybe you can see in History Hall. Still they have side ones like. So every center used to have like that. We called it Gaddi. So on that or on flow, we keep ourselves stable in this posture. Nowadays, the elderly ones can't sit like that, so the younger ones also sits on sofa and structure. So when we sit like this, half of the body's blood pressure goes upwards. That's why in research they say we never clasp legs in 24 hours. Always blood flows downside, downwards. That's why the heart needs to pump more or pulling, right? That way we get more knee pains or swellings, things. So when we clasp, then naturally the blood goes up because we are closing it. For meditation, right posture, wherever you see Baba's photos, he always sit like that. So you are all seen history hall photos. What you seen? So Dadi asked us once, maybe in 98 or 97 something. So while meeting all Nivasis, Dadi asked, you all seen photos, history hall photos? We said, yes, of course. So what you learn? So we think the Yagya history, the glimpse of Yagya history, how from Karachi to Mount Abu and establishment. Dadi said, see the Baba's pictures, what type of posture he has, sit like that and do meditation. You ever do? We are all silence. So Dadi asked us, sit like that and see how your meditation will be. So the posture also helps. So first, stable the body. That way Baba used two words for meditation. What is meditation? Two words he refers that. Meditation means this. No. He comes to teach us that. Meditation means death. Meditation means hang. These two words Baba said in Murli. Like marna. Yog mana marna. Yad mana fasi. Yad ki fasi. So hanging myself means I am in remembrance. Like my thoughts will go up, right? It's like a rope. I am hanging myself on up above. I am going beyond from body conscious means I am dead. So Baba comes to teach us how to die. Nowhere else, no one can say this. I came to teach you how to die. No. Baba comes to teach us how to die. Not alive. Our stage will be dead alive, but Baba comes to teach us how to die. So you ever experienced bodiless stage? What it like? Yes, you are flying away, no sense of body and different dimension. You forget. Time goes like this. Yeah, you are sitting half an hour, you feel like 1 minute or 5 minutes. You go beyond time. So, if dead person moves, What happens? Everyone will run away. Scared. So if I am sitting in yoga, if I am moving, then Baba will run away. He is not dead. If I am scratching, I am moving, I am shaking, how can be I experience bodiless stage if the movement still I am doing in body? Even you sit for a minute dead from body, then physically when you come out from this body, it will be stable. Then your mind becomes stable. Then you start to consciously taking off from this body. One, we are sitting like this. Can you feel it? When you sitting like this, you are conscious full in body. You can feel your thighs, legs, toes, fingers, everything. So if you grab your conscious, then it will become free. No stiffness in body. That way they say, conscious sleep is meditation. Unconscious meditation is sleep. So consciously we are sleeping. Means how we are on bed, like that we are leaving this body. And checking myself still, I am holding this body consciously anywhere. So that's why when we see our mobile, we forget everything. Even the steps, road, my legs, everything. So if I have love for him as he have for me, then I will forget this. That why Dadis used to share an experience in Yajna starting days. They sit hours and hours. Even sometimes Dadi says they don't blink the eyes as well. Then I checked, when we see computer, we don't blink. When we see movies, we don't blink. When we see our mobile, rarely blink. That way eyes will get strained. So, can we practice now? 10 minutes, it's 11:50. So, we are all ready to die? Maybe Baba pull you? I don't know, you are all ever ready or not. You are ready? So sit comfortably. If you clasp your legs, that is better. If you can't, no worries. But in this 10 minutes, no movements. So try to go beyond this body conscious. Express your love, that is your way. You can use your own way to express your love to Baba. Ready? Can we take off? Fasten your belts. Okay. See yourself. Can you grab your conscious from full body? Just relax. Leave this body freely. Can you see yourself in between forehead as a point of light? Check again, still my consciousness is hanging around in this body. I am a soul, a spiritual energy. Can I see myself how I am? A spiritual energy. How beautiful I am. How pure I am. Check again. Still I am holding this body by conscious. Release it. Can I fly? Go beyond from this body conscious. Fly to subtle region. The world of light. and Brahma Baba. Feel His love, His power. Express your love to Baba. Take leave from Baba. Wear it like a clothes. take a little moment. Om Shanti. So in full day, Baba can be with me. When I take shower, when I wipe, when I am dressing, when I am walking, He is with me. So this is how I can express my love and feel His love also. So the last thing Dadi Prakashmani used to say us, if I am doing 10 minutes yoga, take 10 more minutes to come down from that stage. Sustain it. Sustain it through your vision, through your words, through your walk, whatever you do. Sustain that stage for 10 minutes more. Don't become normal when it finishes. See how my behavior becoming divine, spiritual, or elevated, or divine.